Hey y'all, I want to look now at the Jesus' continued teaching on prayer in Luke chapter 11. So this picks up right after the Luke's version of the Lord's Prayer in verse 5. And he said to them, "Which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer from within, 'Do not bother me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" So again, Jesus continues after giving the disciples an outline of prayer and the priorities of prayer, the Lord's Prayer itself. He gives them two parables to help them understand God to whom they're praying, to help them understand the nature of God. And there's a few things about these parables that are make it difficult for us to get, that make it sort of fall flat for us. The first is they're about need for food, and none of us have probably ever experienced the need to go to a friend's house and beat on their door until they come out and give you food to present to your friend, because we can all go to the grocery store. None of us have lived through the Depression. None of us probably need to go. No child needs to go ask their dad. They can often just go to the fridge. So at one level, we live with such abundance that we're not as familiar with living on the edge of need like these parables assume. The other thing that makes them hard to understand is it seems as though Jesus is comparing God to a grumpy guy who's in bed and he doesn't want to get up, or human fathers. Well, he is comparing them, but both of these comparisons are what we might call how much more comparisons. In other words, just like this guy, because he's just so pestered by his friend, will finally, because he's frustrated, get up and give him what he needs. Just like he will do that, how much more? In other words, well, that guy will do that, but God is much, much more generous and much more poised and willing to give us what we need. By the same token, the statement or the parable about a father, he says no father, when his child asks for food, is going to give him something to harm him. Jesus' point again is, if an earthly father just has a basic instinct to give his kid food that, you know, and not harm him, how much more the Heavenly Father? So I think the point of the comparisons we need to catch is the how much more of them. And then commenting on them individually, first, notice in the first parable, the man is asking for something so that he can have something to give to his friend. And I think that's a key orientation in prayer. In other words, he's being pesteringly persistent, one might say shameless in his persistence, and it's all so that he might have something to give to a friend. And I think that's an important orientation in prayer. We should probably live much of our lives in a state of, persistently asking the Father to give us something that we may give to others. And again, it may be a literal something, but it may be something much more. In fact, Jesus seems to indicate that it is much more. And then that word, because of his impudence, we don't usually use that word, shameless persistence, embarrassing, annoying, not letting go. Jesus is encouraging us to trust that God wants to give and to not give up asking. In fact, the words, those, it says ask, seek, knock, those words are probably best understood as keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. We need to live in a state of bold confidence before our Father and keep asking Him for things. And really our position should be, let's ask until He says no. Or until he gives us something better than what we're asking for. And then in the second parable, again, both parables speak to, well, the second parable speaks to a father. And again, that has been the theme throughout Jesus' teaching on the Lord's Prayer, that we need to have an understanding of our Father, that He's generous, that He's eager to give, that He is 10 times better than the best human father we can think of. And so our prayers should be informed by that confidence in His willingness to give. And then finally, notice how all through here, the parables have been about food. So it's been about bread or fish or an egg. And then all of a sudden, Jesus says, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? I think there's a number of things going on here. One is that I think food, all food, is one of the things food is meant to do is to teach us dependence. We have to take in substances from outside of us to live. And most of us have to do that daily, or at least that's what our body's comfortable with. And so food is meant to teach us of a higher need. Remember, Jesus says when he's tempted in the wilderness, man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. He's drawing this symbolic connection. Every day when you eat, it's a reminder that you need something from outside yourself to live. Well, food is meant to teach you that you have a higher need, that is for the will of God, that is for the grace of God. And the Holy Spirit is the means by which God gives us His grace, is the means by which He gives us sustenance to live and His will to live. And so in this parable, actually in both of these parables, food is the gift that we receive that reminds us that we need higher gifts and that those come from God. And it's an encouragement that our fundamental need when we pray, our fundamental need to live a daily life and to be able to have something to give to others is for the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that brings to us all the promises of God. It is the Holy Spirit that puts us in touch with all the gifts of God. And so may we be confidently bold and persistently faithful to turn to our Father at every turn, to ask Him for the things we need to live lives that please Him in the name of His Son, Jesus. Amen.